This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Artificial intelligence, AI. We've spoken about it a lot on our show. It could learn the entire chess game in 4 hours. And not just learning the game, but being a champion at it as well. And on the other end of the spectrum is that AI will end humanity. A far-fetched dream? Well, not quite so, according to the visionaries of modern times, Bill Gates, Elon Musk, and Stephen Hawking, to name a few. But bring it back to the real world. And in today's day and age, machine learning is real. And AWS is powering through their vision with a host of new AI features in their services.
Our approach here is very much focused on the idea that we believe that in the fullness of time, all developers will use machine learning routinely. It won't be special, it'll just be vanilla. And they'll be able to use machine learning as if it's just another tool in their tool chest.
This is Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandhu. And on the show today, you will be hearing from Dr. Matt Wood. He's the General Manager of Artificial Intelligence at AWS, as I got to speak to him very briefly at the recent AWS reInvent 2017 Summit. Now, Dr. Wood, he started early with AWS. He was employee number 3. At its European offices, and it's now sort of like the machine learning guru for AWS. And when we talk about AI, it always seems to be the other players. It's not often you hear the word AI and AWS in the same sentences. But that, though, has changed. AWS have more machine learning running on the platform than anywhere else, according to Dr. Matt Wood in previous interviews that he did. And they're now ready to bring this out to the market. And I've personally witnessed that when there was a whole bunch of new launches and all based on AI. And now they're putting it in the hands of developers.
And the way that we're approaching that is in kind of 3 different tiers. At the top tier, we make available a collection of application services for developers that maybe don't want to go deep on machine learning itself. They just want to be able to add some level of intelligence to their applications. And so here we make available a pretty broad collection of services today. We have computer vision services, what we call recognition. And we have recognition image, which provides image analysis and facial search and facial analysis. We have recognition video, which provides a lot of the same functionality, but with real-time streaming video coming into the cloud. It enables us to do everything from face detection through to very advanced activity detection.
So activity detection is difficult. You may not realize it because we're humans, but to identify what we're doing through a single image is difficult. Things like getting in and out of a car or a person falling, it's hard to tell from a single image. So here's how AWS is doing recognition in machine learning. They're pumping in loads of frames together and teaching the AI what all these frames mean and let it build from there.
So recognition supports activity detection, it'll do face analysis, it'll do people detection and also people tracking. So you can move, look at how people move as they move through the video, even if their face is obscured or if they go out of the frame and then walk back in again, we still track them as the same person. So it's recognition video.
This service was created by using deep learning neural network models and was based on the same technology that enables Prime Photos to analyze billions of images each day. Today, the Amazon Recognition, it's with a K instead of a C in recognition, is a new video analysis service feature that brings computer vision analysis to your video, even live video streams. And that's stored in your Amazon S3 to accurately detect, track, recognize, extract, and moderate thousands of objects, faces, and content from a video. So, what does this all mean? Well, besides just identifying that there's a man, a car, and a tree in a video, it can make a conclusion of its own that a man in the video was running to the car or about to hit the tree, if that is the case. Just imagine all the possibilities that it brings to customers. Then comes the AI element in speech services. Last year, Amazon announced Polly. It's a cloud service that converts text to lifelike speech. It's the same service that they use to generate the voice of Alexa, the voice behind Amazon Echo devices. This year at reInvent, AWS has taken a step further in speech services. The first is called Amazon Transcribe.
And that takes speech and converts it into text. It's in preview today, and it's interesting because, again, we take an approach where we use deep learning in order to be able to understand the speech as it comes in at a very high degree of accuracy. We can identify multiple different speakers, and we add all the punctuation and full stops and paragraphs. So it's not just a stream of text that you then have to try and figure out who said what. We very clearly say person one said this, person two says that, and we'll put all the quotes and the periods in the right places. So that's our speech services.
See, the transcribing services isn't something new, but accuracy has been the issue. We here at BFM have actually tried many different solutions for our transcribing needs, and it's always been more work to clean up the text rather than just starting from scratch. So we're excited about these new services because it would allow us to create different types of content based on just one type of format. So it takes many common formats like WAV, MP3, FLAC that's stored in Amazon S3, and by starting a job with the API, you'll get transcriptions with timestamps of each word as well as inferred punctuations. From our podcast, you'll soon be able to read our interviews and also possibly listen to them in a completely different language. And that's where Amazon Translate comes to place.
Which takes text in one language and converts it into text in another language. Pretty straightforward. Hard to do well, but pretty straightforward in terms of a concept.
So one of the ways to break through these barriers is by leveraging on machine translation and related technologies to translate between the languages. But accuracy is important, and AWS is confident that they have delivered in the accuracy of transcribing.
I mean, we've obviously done a lot of work to ensure their accuracy. I mean, you're absolutely right the accuracy of these things is extremely important. There was a step function change in the accuracy, particularly of translation models recently. It's a foundational technique, a method called neural machine translation. And so we use neural machine translation under the hood. It's the cutting edge best method to perform our text translation. But I kind of push back a little bit on the transcription. I mean, we've got a very, very deep heritage in speech at Amazon. We use it, obviously, for Alexa, which has been a really big hit with customers. And so I think our transcription is probably the best in the business. And although we had to retrain our models for transcribe, because Alexa is optimized for very, very short snippets of text. So we wanted to be able to handle long-form text, like the conversation that we're having here. So we had to retrain our models, but we were able to call in our speech experts that we have that run arguably the most popular speech system on the planet in order to be able to build that.
Now we'll go for a short break, and when we come back in just a moment, we'll learn about Amazon Comprehend. It's a natural language processing service to find insights and relationships in text. And also Amazon SageMaker. It's a fully managed machine learning platform that enables developers and data scientists to quickly and easily build, train, and deploy machine learning models at any scale. We'll be back, BFM 89.9.
Best flipping moments. BFM 89.9, the business station.
And we're back with me, Jeff Sandhu, and on today's show, we're diving into some of the newly launched AWS services with Dr. Matt Wood. He's the General Manager of Artificial Intelligence at AWS. And you guessed it right, there's a whole bunch of machine learning services that was announced at reInvent 2017. Early on, we dived into Amazon Recognition that helps you add image analysis to your applications. We also learned about Amazon Translate. It's a high-quality neural machine translation service. And then there was also Amazon Transcribe, an automatic speech recognition service. And now we have Amazon Comprehend,
Which is a natural language processing service. which allows you to look inside text and understand what the text is about completely automatically. So we can identify people and places and things and dates inside text, just like a human would. And then we link those back to concepts in Wikipedia, where they exist. So you can do disambiguation. And we also do something called topic modeling. This allows you to not just look at a single block of text, but look at millions of blocks of text, and then try and categorize them automatically. So we can look at medical records, for example, that are just sat in the cloud, and then we can understand and group them by disease or diagnosis or physician, things like that. You don't have to tell it up front what you're looking for. It'll automatically determine the right categories just by looking at the text.
As Dr. Matt mentioned, Amazon Comprehend analyzes text and tells you what it finds, starting with the language, from Afrikaans to Yoruba, with 98 more languages in between. It can identify different types of entities like people, places, brands, products, and so forth. It can identify key phrases and sentiments like positive or negative, and it can extract key phrases all from text in English or Spanish. So you can find documents about a specific subject using topic modeling. You can find out how your customers feel about your product, or you can discover what matters to your customer and get a sentiment about your customer's feel of a certain topic. That's a very powerful tool that developers now have at their fingertips. And if you're an existing AWS customer using services like the S3 or Lambda, it works seamlessly with those services. And now there's a lot of AWS customers that are using Amazon S3 for storage, just like us here in BFM. And a lot of us and other customers would like to use this data on S3 to generate custom models, especially with large amounts of data. This has been very difficult for developers to do, very expensive as well, and a very rare machine learning specialist needed in order to execute this. So this is where SageMaker comes into place.
SageMaker is a fully managed machine learning platform for building, training, tuning, and deploying custom models. So what it does is it allows you to take the data, you can slice and dice the data, find the features that you want to use for machine learning, identify your algorithm, and then with a single click, we'll spin up all the infrastructure under the hood to go and train the model using that algorithm. Now, algorithms are kind of tricksy things. They require a deep amount of expertise to get up and running. Also, they often don't scale very well, particularly over large amounts of data. And so we took a fresh look at some very common, you know, the top 10 algorithms that are used by researchers today. And we rebuilt them from the ground up to work in the cloud at any scale of data. So we make sure that they're parallelized underneath the hood. And we also stream the data and train the models in a single pass so that you can run as much data as you want through, you know, up to petabytes of scale.
You can now get to production with machine learning much quicker, and it supports all machine learning algorithms and frameworks. So use cases, right? Well, for one, ad targeting. You can use SageMaker to deploy machine learning models and be more effective in targeting online ads. You could provide better customer engagement and conversions. You can also use it for industrial IoT and enable real-time predictions to anticipate machinery failure or maintenance scheduling. All these helps you to be more efficient. All these helps you to be more efficient. And at the heart of them is AI, machine learning. There's a lot of excitement around machine learning, and rightly so, because you can now finally deploy these kinds of services with a single click. And developers are building all sorts of things using machine learning, medical equipments and services, autonomous vehicles and so forth. And so AWS announced a new way for developers to learn on how to use machine learning. And it's called
DeepLens. And DeepLens is a device, a physical device. It's a deep learning enabled wireless video camera. And the idea is that computer vision is actually a really good way of learning the foundations and the principal pieces of data mining and machine learning. It's a really good way to learn more about machine learning. And doing it in a device allows customers to get very quick gratification So they can build their models and they can put it on the camera and they can start using them straight away. They don't have to wait for traffic or do anything like that to people to come to their website. They can really understand quickly what works well and what doesn't, and then they can iterate and learn faster and faster. So it's a device specifically built for developers to build out their own machine learning skills, and it's kind of like it's an experimentation platform.
So AWS DeepLens, as Dr. Matt mentioned early on, it's a wireless video camera and API that allows you to learn how to use the latest AI tools and technology and develop your own computer vision applications. It's like a small little box-shaped device that comes with a 4-megapixel camera and 8 GB of onboard memory and 16 GB of storage capacity with 32 gig SD card slot. It's also got Wi-Fi, a HDMI and a USB port, but let's just be real here. This is not what makes this device amazing. It's the heart of DeepLens that's most impressive. The Intel Atom processor that's capable of processing 100 gigabytes of floating point operations per second, basically giving you all the compute power that you need to perform inference on your device and being able to teach AI in the most simplest way possible. That is a game changer. Amazon already provides pre-trained models so that you can do all kinds of things like image recognition, including facial, cats and dogs, and inanimate objects like hot dog as well. So now, machine learning has just become a whole lot easier for developers, and you could start one right out of the box, literally. And with all that, though, AWS isn't slowing down with the push of AI. In fact, actually, Dr. Matt believes that we should do more, embrace more. There's no need to worry about the so-called killer robots, the one that will end all of humanity.
I think that the larger threat kind of surrounding machine learning at the moment isn't killer robots. It's the fact that we're not going to invest in it heavily enough. And we're not going to receive the benefits that it can bestow as a result of that. So I think too much hand-wringing is kind of problematic, because the opportunity is just so vast. So medical imaging is like a really good example. So the ability to be able to identify lung cancer quickly and easily and do it cheaply enough that you can, for anybody that has an X-ray, you can start to identify nodules in lungs quickly, which is what happens on AWS today in real hospitals, so that even if you're not in, you don't even have any symptoms yet, you're not in there to get treated, you can identify with a high degree of confidence to the point where you can treat and eliminate the lung cancer before a patient has any symptoms. Like, that to me is where the opportunity is. And so anything which puts the brakes on that, I think, is worthy of longer and broader discussion.
So artificial intelligence then. It's real, it's happening at lightning fast speeds, and now it's at the hands of developers who are building solutions for the future tomorrow. It's becoming a whole lot easier now as we approach 2018 and what may seem like a really tough year ahead financially. It's even more important to now look at solutions and services that enables us to be more effective and efficient. And AI does exactly that, enabling it to bring your services and products out to market quicker while knowing your customers better. My name is Jeff Sandhu, and you've been listening to Tech Talk on BFM 89.9. If you missed any parts of this show, you can download the BFM app and just search for AWS Machine Learning.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.